Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back with you to wrap up hour number one of our South Florida High School Sports Radio Show, powered by Auto Nation. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day. Until 8 o'clock this evening. Having a lot of fun out here this evening. Already talked some football with Eric Henry, a little bit of FIU football. Also talked to Coach Hector Clavijo from Champagnat Catholic, waiting to hook up now with the head coach at St. Thomas University, Coach Bill Reichel. Hopefully we'll get him in the next few minutes. Certainly they open things up this week, and as we'll kind of jump things around between high school and college on our first show back. Coach Bill Reichel, first year last year, laid the groundwork. Year two begins this week against Southeastern University. And Coach is joining us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I bet you're just about ready to get going. Enough looking at your own players. Let's look at somebody else.
Oh, absolutely. I think this has been the longest camp of our life right now, that we were supposed to open this past weekend kind of with everybody else, and unfortunately that game got postponed. So now the nice part about it is we do open at home here down in South Florida, but I know our guys, as much as the rest of us, are ready to actually start playing football instead of just practicing all the time.
A year ago, I remember I was sitting there on September 7th of last year. You open up against Thomas More, first game ever at the school. And then throughout the course of the year, ups and downs, but that's to be expected. Talk about that first year. You laid your groundwork. You got the kids in there that you needed to get in. You saw the good. You saw the bad. You saw everything you had to work on. Talk about last year and how it's helped you get ready for this year.
Oh, absolutely. It's just, it's another year to grow and for our guys to play. And I think that's been the biggest obstacle of COVID, that when you look at last year, nothing's been normal. That before that first game that you spoke of, we got shut down for a hurricane evacuation and came back and played the first game in school history. And then obviously this past year, like most of our schools and most of the area down here, we only had a couple spring practices and didn't really have much of an off season or a full off season for that matter to teach these guys how to be college football players. But we can only control what we can control. And last year was huge for us, just to get this freshman class or then freshman class in here and really get playing college football. And at least we brought back a group that's played a full season. We got a lot of work to do and a lot of things I wish we would have got done and accomplished. But at the end of the day, it's nice to have the guys back and actually have them playing football, that there's a lot of people that would give anything to be in our shoes and have our opportunities right now. And I appreciate our president and our administration and our conference, the leadership, in order to get this thing done and play in the fall of 2020.
And you break right out of the box in your first two games. Not easy task, but certainly something you're ready for with Southeastern University out of Lakeland and then Kaiser, which is a team that has entered the 2020 season in the national rankings, and a team that you went up last year in your very first year and gave them all they can handle. Talk about the schedule, because this schedule looks impressive. Obviously, you're going to get a chance to have that first ever Miami Gardens Bowl on October 10th against Florida Memorial. But talk about that. Talk about the schedule that certainly is challenging, and we'll see a couple of teams twice.
No, absolutely, and I think the conference has done a good job of kind of regionalizing this thing and making it so we do get enough competition and then get the chances for our guys to play as many games as possible. It's not ideal to play a team twice, but nothing's normal this year, so we'll take what we can get. Yeah. But it's a strong schedule. Obviously, we all know that Florida football is a hotbed, high school football, and I think the conference is really coming along to that as the new schools like us and Florida Memorial and some of the other schools that have just started football. It's creating a lot more competition. Obviously, the recruiting's been great. And, I mean, obviously, you're the expert in that field to know how many guys here are just looking for an opportunity, and when we're providing that opportunity to stay close to home and play good quality football. So we open up with some really good teams, and we're going to come out and battle and show them everything we got. But it doesn't really change. Week in and week out, there's going to be a good conference football game for us to play in, and a lot of good rivalries to establish. And those are what makes the games fun. And these guys all kind of knowing each other and growing up around each other. And everything's changed with social media. So it's just a real good atmosphere, I think, for these guys to compete at and play in our conference.
And playing in that college atmosphere with your stadium, with Monsignor Pace, now revamped, a nice look to it. Football field has gotten a makeover, which is awesome for your first game. Now, are you going to be able to have fans and everything for your opener?
Yeah, we're actually, as we got into phase two today of the reopening of Miami-Dade County, we're planning on having fans now. So it'll be a kind of revamped look. The facility that Pace put on over there is outstanding. We were over there kind of for our dress rehearsal, so to speak, this weekend, and it's a fantastic surface and the track and everything involved with it. But this coming weekend, we're going to be able to have fans. We're going to limit it to kind of St. Thomas people only to try to control that kind of 50% capacity in this phase two situation. So we'll have our faculty, staff, and students, as well as the kind of some of the family members of our football players. And then the same will go into effect for our volleyball team and other sports too, that will allow family in particular for that sport, as well as our St. Thomas community.
And I know you're excited year two. I know that year one was a long time in the making. You never figured that year two would be almost equally as long, with a limited spring and very little during the summer, if anything. And then having the first game kind of called off, and now you're starting in the third week of September. But I know you're excited. I know the kids are excited. I know the faculty, your president, is the best. He is such a supporter and such an encouraging guy. So, Coach, again, thanks so much. This week begins 12 noon. Southeastern University out of Lakeland will be at Monsignor Pace to kind of christen that new stadium, the revamped stadium. Coach, again, thank you so much. You know we'll have you on plenty during the season. Best of luck in your opener.
No, I appreciate it, Larry, and I thank you for everything you do, and I think you'd appreciate this. I was a little short to the phone when you were calling me because I'm out here right now making sure they're ready to go and watching the True Prep Academy practicing down here. That I know you've looked into that already, so
yes.
we're getting it going here on our campus.
Good stuff. I do like that. Thanks, Coach. Thanks for the update. You're turning into a Cub reporter there. Thanks.
I gotcha.
good stuff. Coach Bill Reichel, the head coach at St. Thomas University, will bring hour number one to an end. Don't go away. Yeah, we got one more hour to go. Huge guest list coming up. Matt DeBuck from Cardinal Gibbons, Stefan Adams from Canes Insight, Damian Jones, head coach at Chaminade Madonna, and Doug Socia at Kaiser. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.